people came to Baghdad. Now, you know, it's against the law for any of us to have traveled to Baghdad. We have the possibility of a 12-year prison sentence and a $1 million fine. And we had to fly to Jordan first and then get a truck, you know, or vehicle, the 13 hours into Baghdad. Folks, the Japanese rock group got on a plane in Tokyo, flew to Jordan, and then drove the 14 hours and played rock concerts in the streets of Baghdad night after night to give heart to the Iraqi people. The Swedes, the Italians went to the bridges. I've got photographs of all this. And sang arias on the various bridges. Depending if you wanted to hear Rigoletto, you went to the Alfanur Bridge. If you wanted to hear Aida, you knew which other. What I'm and an Italian couple, and I'm not even talking about the human shields who got in buses and just took off to head down to Baghdad. An Italian couple who took their rent, their retirement money. She was 72, he was 76. Took their retirement money, bought a truck, put in Italian, Baghdad or bust on it, put their St. Bernard dog in it, two of their nephews accompanied them, and they drove 37 days through Western and Eastern Europe and over the snowy passes of Turkey and drove into Baghdad to be with the Iraqi people. And their dog had a huge sign on it. So help me God, I swear, I have a picture of this. It says dog shield. Because you know who the human shields were. So what I'm saying to you is, our job is to keep our hearts up and to keep this vision of hope and what our country can be, that dream that Martin Luther King had, of a fair, just, and decent society. And I feel Americans, for the most part, want to be fair and decent. They do not want this criminality going on in their name. So our biggest assignment is to keep our own spirits up, and then to carry that vision, speak with people that it's harder to speak with, and just work our butts off. And you know, the good news is we're not going to die of boredom. So...